Welcome to the Church of England weekly podcast. In this week's edition, we hear an extended interview with Reverend Fayez Adman, who speaks of his journey to forgiveness after losing 27 members of his family in a twin suicide attack on All Saints Church in Peshawar, Pakistan in September 2013. Reverend Adman, priest in charge of West Bolton, talks about the impact of Project Umeed, or Project Hope, that he set up with his wife to provide care and support for people injured in the attack.
On Sunday the 23rd of 2013, I was getting ready to go to my church early morning, and I received a telephone call from one of my friends from Scotland, and he said, Fayez, are you watching telly? And I said, no, I'm getting ready for my church. He said, turn on your telly. And your church been attacked in Peshawar. I said, you must be joking. He said, no. So I just turned it on and I saw images of my family members and my friends. I know and who's there and who was crying for help. So I was stunned and I was shocked. And there was no word to say to anybody. So I asked my wife, get up. And she was in the bed. Anyway, so she came down and I showed her. And I was unable to speak. Then I realized I need to ring my team, Vicar and the Bishop, and we informed them that I can't do anything because I'm not feeling well. Bishop Chris turned up in the afternoon, and he gave me very much comfort, and I felt I was lost. But he said, we're happy to support you, and we'll be standing beside you. You tell us what to do. So I said, the first thing is I need to go back and see my family members, which is difficult to explain in words, but my wife and myself, we went back after a day, I think the day after, and we found blood, and even we found the dead bodies of a few infants. The heads were on the church floor, and it was really difficult. But I got courage because the Archbishop's office was in contact with us, and they were supporting us. Bishop Chris was on the telephone all the time. He was supporting us in Peshawar. They said, Fayez, are you okay? And I do remember when I was traveling with my wife and I was passing through the tribal belt. And it was really difficult because that's the den of Talibans. And I received a telephone call from the Archbishop's office, and they asked us how we are in Peshawar. But I was just informing them about the situation, the casualties, and the people in hospitals, different hospitals. We worked day and night, and it was really difficult. I was unable to sleep at night. So I used to visit those in hospitals and in homes, struggling with wounds and those fractures and the loss of the body parts. And we came back with the mind to give our report to the Archbishop's office and Bishop Chris. So we said, we don't want money. Basically, we said, okay, we lost our members, we lost our Christian brothers and sisters, but those who are left behind, we want them to get back into the normal life. So we prepared a project called Umeed. Umeed means hope.
Can you tell us a bit more about Project Umeed and how soon after this terrible tragedy that it was set up?
Yeah. basically, we said we want to help those to have a normal life. So the issue was who would be handling or monitoring this project. So I requested my wife, who is a registered nurse in this country. I'm pleased to tell you that she was willing and she offered herself to go back in Pakistan and to live and to monitor the whole project. The project was basically designed to get people from their homes, or if they've been ignored by the local governments or the hospitals, then we will provide them basic health care up to the standard of our European lifestyle. And we requested different hospitals, the bishops, and my wife went back and she negotiated with them. And we said, okay, let's have a place where we need to bring these injured and victims to be cured. So we found a place near Rawalpindi in Islamabad called Taxila, where we have a Christian mission hospital. We requested them to allow us to have a separate block of 20 rooms where we could bring people into different badges, 10 to 20 families. And it was really difficult because the people thought that we're just promising and we won't help them. But when we started this project on 4th of November 2013, very soon after, within a few weeks, the community realized that that's the best place to go. So everybody was on the waiting list then. And the issue was how to manage with the budgets or to pay the cost. So we requested the Archbishop and the Diocese of Manchester to help us to cover different sides. Like there were community expenses, and then there were hospital expenses. But it would be nice if I mention that there were some facilities available outside the Taxila Hospital. So we said, okay, let's go and find those hospitals. They offered those facilities. So my wife negotiated with different private hospitals in Islamabad, Rawalpindi, Abbottabad, and Lahore. And we sent these patients or injured people for different treatments. So we were based in Taxila Mission Hospital, but we were taking those victims for different treatments to different hospitals through different specialists. So within a few weeks and months, people and community realized that our what would be the care plan was very good.
Yeah.
We brought families, they were based in Taxila, but we were taking victims to different hospitals. So the whole family came out of those places, their homes, and yes, they were traumatized, but then we realized they need spiritual care, psychological care, and wound management, and so many things. So I'm glad that my wife worked earnestly and skillfully and provided best care to our families.
How many people were helped by Project Umid?
At the moment, we got, because we picked up families, so there are 150 families. And now, when I went back in June 2015, last year, I noticed everybody walked on their feet, and they were attending All Saints Church, which gave me comfort. And I would love to mention that when I saw those people walking on their feet, I said to myself and the people who have supported us, a very big thank you. Basically, I would say there is a need to support Pakistani Christians because of the education, because of the skills, and because of the professional education, especially. They need our support. And I would love to say a very big thank you once again to all those individuals, families, groups, congregations, organizations, from their pennies and pounds, we were able to support Project Umeed and bring people back to their normal life.
Did Project Umeed help you to reconcile these terrible events with the idea of forgiveness?
It was really difficult to think about forgiveness in the last few years. But very slowly, when I saw people recovering from Project Umeed, and because of the words and support I received from our friends and congregations and people in this country, and especially the Project Umeed again, and the Archbishop's office and the Diocese of Manchester, I realized that yes, they need forgiveness. And as a human being, yes, I'm a minister, but as a human being, it was really difficult to forgive those who attacked my family, those who have taken lots of my family members in just one event. And I know that it is difficult, but I forgive them. And I pray for their families. And I do believe that God will enable our friends and family members and us to forgive those who attack and persecute our family members and us.
What did you make of the bombing on Easter Sunday in Lahore?
I was on the holy table when one of our member of our congregation, he turned up and he said in my ears, fires, there is an attack in Lahore. And again, I was shocked because it was Easter Sunday. And I know that because I worked in Lahore in 1992 to 94, so I know the places. And I said, wow, dear me. And I was shocked. I was unable to speak for a few minutes. I prayed, but I think the basic thing is to pray for these terrorists and those, and especially those who control these innocent people to offer their lives to be terrorists. I think that's a major thing missing in our prayer. Yes, and above all, because they need, the church need our support. And Lahore or Karachi or Peshawar or Balochistan, they are in Pakistan. And as long as these fundamentalists are there, our Christians, they are in danger. And I would, through this media and because of your help, I would love to raise my voice again to think about Christians suffering in Pakistan and to recognize the persecution they are facing. and to change and or to reopen the Geneva Accord to mention Christians on the list so they could move to different countries if they are in trouble or if they are in problems.
That's all for this week. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @C_of_E and like our Facebook page to stay up to date with news during the week. Thanks for listening.